extreme beliefs cross the line into acts of terrorism? That's the subject of a new bill introduced last week. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There's a lot of controversy surrounding the move, so we asked our friends at Open Doors USA for their perspective. Also, we've got an inspiring story of how God can multiply the impact of our actions. But first, Egypt just arrested 8 Muslim Brotherhood members for trying to incite riots. Egypt's parliament delivered a report Saturday to Congress on the extremist group's criminal activities. And just days before the inauguration, the Muslim Brotherhood Terrorist Designation Act was introduced to Congress. Open Doors USA's David Curry explains.
What this bill is essentially trying to say is that this group has extreme ideologies and needs to be characterized as a terrorist group because that's how they've acted in the past.
So does the bill have any teeth? I mean, why does this matter to the U.S.?
I think what bills like this can do is to identify the kinds of ideologies which are bringing about some of the greatest problems the world is facing today, because religious intolerance, this sort of ideology, is central to the massive immigration issues we have to deal with today, the wars and the turmoil in Syria and Iraq.
The Muslim Brotherhood has been blaming Christians for their fall from grace in Egypt. Attacks and violence are still on the rise. When hatred and revenge is promoted by extremist movements and worldwide media, Christians are the keepers of hope. As such, Curry pleads,
be prayerful for the church in Egypt, to be lifting up these folks who are operating and trying to worship freely and in peace in these very difficult circumstances.
Next, a new report from the Guttmacher Institute last week revealed that annual abortion rates in the United States are the lowest they've been since 1974. What do those numbers mean? Ed Rivett with Right to Life of Michigan says it's complicated, but definitely a good sign.
There's a wide range of factors. And I won't dismiss the fact that they have added the IUD, the intrauterine devices, as a contraceptive in recent past, and it does tend to be more effective. There is a variety of factors that are leading women to just be more pro-life. I think it's a testament to the movement, and I think there have been a lot of cultural shifts in the pro-life work we've done, not only with the pregnancy centers, but also prayer movements and legislation and everything we're doing collectively is making the difference.
Life Matters Worldwide's Tom Lothermer says, as the church, we need to keep being the loving hands of Christ for pregnant women needing help, for families struggling financially or in an adoption journey, and for women dealing with post-abortion trauma.
The pro-life people are going to continue to offer care and compassion and mercy to all people, regardless of who they are, in the power of the Spirit of God.
We'll give you more details at missionnews.org. And finally, you may have heard about the college students attending the Passion Conference who sponsored 7,000 Compassion Children. But what you might not know is the true impact of those sponsorships. Jared Brown of Compassion says,
that's not just 7,000 kids that are impacted. That's families that are impacted. You got to at least quadruple that number to realize the impact that you're having. You need to do it times 5 because the sponsor's lives as well. So at that point, you know, you're getting up into 35, you could even say 40, 50,000 people who are completely, lives are going to be different because of sponsorship.
But the impact doesn't even end there. Brown says new ministry opportunities are being born in Tanzania, Rwanda, El Salvador, and Bolivia.
That's what's so amazing, and I don't think that people understand, is we're now going to be able to do more work with more kids almost immediately because of what these college students did.
Compassion sponsorships provide for physical, educational, and emotional needs with the gospel at the center.
Let's meet those three immediate needs right now so that we have the ability to step in and say, Christ has done this for us and we want to do this for you.
These sponsorships provide for physical, educational, and emotional needs with the gospel at the center. And new ministry opportunities are being born in Tanzania, Rwanda, El Salvador, and Bolivia. You can be part of history by sponsoring a child. The details are at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries and listeners supported by people just like you. We're partnering with Slava Gospel Association to offer a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dineker Erdell. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.